This is the Wayne Besson Show. By all measures, the United States of America's response to the COVID-19 pandemic has been an unmitigated disaster. As of May 21st, there are 1,577,758 known cases of COVID-19, resulting in 94,729 known deaths, which is 6% of all U.S. cases. While the U.S. is 4.31% of the world's population, the country is 28% of the known worldwide deaths. Lockdown delays cost at least 36,000 lives in the United States, according to Columbia University. At the center of this dystopian nightmare and anemic response is Dr. Deborah Birx. She's the coordinator of the president's coronavirus task force. Birx can be seen prominently standing by President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence's side, giving their outlandish views and sluggish response a patina of credibility. What most people don't know is that the same month that Dr. Birx was appointed to lead our nation's response to COVID-19, she was severely criticized in a February 2020 Department of State Inspector General report. The report condemned Birx for her role as coordinator of the United States government activities to combat HIV/AIDS. The IG verdict says that her leadership style led to poor communication, low morale, and a lack of collaboration and trust. The report, by now former Inspector General Steve Linnick, was an indictment of Birx's management style and foreshadowed the Trump administration's disastrous COVID-19 response. The blistering Inspector General report forewarned us of Birx's questionable leadership and foretold of the failed U.S. effort to curtail the spread of the coronavirus. Had the Trump administration done their homework and reviewed the IG report, they may have considered an alternative to lead the coronavirus task force. The dismal results in the U.S. were avoidable had the government rapidly responded, chosen better leadership, and embraced science over fiction. According to the Inspector General's report, Office of the Inspector General determined that the lack of consensus on PEPFAR performance targets was due at least in part to the Office of the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator and Health Diplomacy Leadership not effectively applying department leadership and management principles. Specifically, in these instances, her leadership did not effectively work with its PEPFAR stakeholders to seek a consensus and a unified effort on the establishment of PEPFAR performance targets. In addition, Birx's leadership did not effectively encourage an atmosphere of open dialogue and trust. Of 68 statements regarding Birx's leadership, 49, which is 72%, were negative. Eight of these statements variously described Office of the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator and Health Diplomacy Leadership as, quote, dictatorial, directive, and autocratic. The effect of this condition is low employee morale among PEPFAR country team members. In addition, PEPFAR community team members stated it affects the implementation of their efforts. It went on to say, because of the lack of meaningful collaboration and trust, as established by the consistently critical statements from the majority of those OIG interviewed on PEPFAR teams across the four missions, OIG concludes that it's prudent for the leadership to take immediate action to address this condition. The Inspector General report was augmented by employees that were interviewed who claimed Birx's overbearing leadership style was causing concern and undermining efforts to limit the spread of HIV. Some staff members said that Birx was concentrating power at the expense of workers, not listening to experts on the ground in participating countries, and setting fanciful, unrealistic goals that created the conditions where staff would be tempted to fudge the data. A few of the comments included, quote, "It is taking a toll on individuals and agencies. It is worsening. The center of power and decision-making is getting smaller and smaller." Another comment, "Targets are sometimes too high. Because of the pressure of trying to hit the targets, it puts a lot of pressure on implementing partners. Sometimes you are not even sure that the numbers are true, especially when you go to the field and look at the registers. You cannot verify that they were real patients." Another comment, "I fear that on quality assurance, if the message of your partners is, who are most locally staffed, perform on this trajectory, and if you don't, you're out. That is a recipe for cooking data. The local staffer are the interface with clients, and their jobs are on the line. You're incentivizing data cooking." My nonprofit organization, Truth Wins Out, also interviewed a former employee of Birx, not included in the IG report, who came to roughly the same conclusion. The person who spoke on the condition of anonymity said he was deeply concerned that Birx was wasting taxpayer money flying hundreds of people from around the world to lavish ceremonies to lift her profile at the expense of the greater mission. These trips often included fancy dining and hotel rooms. The effort led to a demoralized staff and high turnover. This former employee said, quote, PEPFAR morale is super low and people try to get out as quickly as possible. Her own office is a revolving door. I personally left the government because I couldn't stand working with her and her minions. Part of it is her abusive, narcissistic, and power-tripping behavior. It's pretty clear that the government's failed response in coronavirus has included a lack of centralized federal coordination, an inadequate effort to protect senior citizens, an absence of tests, respirators, and hospital beds, a dearth of protective gear in hospitals for key healthcare workers, sycophancy over science, downplaying Trump's conspiracy theories, and giving the veneer of scientific cover for state efforts to prematurely open up their economies. While Trump and Pence are largely to blame, Burke's leadership has been suspect. Worse, local and state governments that are opening prematurely are hiding behind her words to justify their dangerous actions. For example, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis defended the coronavirus website this week in his state by noting that it had drawn praise from Deborah Burks. According to DeSantis, quote, our data is available, our data is transparent. In fact, Dr. Burks has talked multiple times about how Florida has the absolute best data. But according to CNN, Florida has come under scrutiny for the accuracy and transparency of the reporting on COVID-19 cases. Rebecca Jones, the official behind the state's dashboard, a webpage showing the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths, said she was removed from the project and questioned the state's commitment to accessibility and transparency. In fairness to Dr. Burks, she has a very difficult job. I can't imagine trying to stem the flow of Trump's lies and misinformation each day. It can't be easy. Still, she's at the helm of her nation's calamitous response, and to some degree, the buck stops with Dr. Burks. There's also a fine line between providing the public with accurate science and shilling for an anti-science administration that lies incessantly. It's a delicate balance, for sure, but Dr. Burks is giving too much cover to the Trump administration's historic failures and the tragic loss of life that is happening on the president's watch. The Inspector General's report offered strong clues that this would be the result of her leadership. But it's clear by now that experts and especially inspector generals aren't valued by this odious administration. This is the Wayne Besson Show. You can catch more of my show at WayneBessonShow.com. You can also check out our YouTube at YouTube/TruthWinsOut. Until we meet again, see you next time.